state that members should call back. Look at the report to come back to the decision that members would like to make. And we've received recommendations from the Children's Institute for inclusion into our report. And I call that before we go to our report staff, if you could give the representative of the Children's Institute an opportunity to identify to us, and then we can consider what we, if we want to put in the staff in our report. Some of the recommendations.
Thank you, Chairperson, members, for the impromptu opportunity. I just expected to hand the document out, but I'm going to quickly see if I can summarize what we said here. Basically, we at the Children's Institute, we've been doing budget research since 2007, particularly looking at the Children's Act and at the Provincial Department of Social Development budget to see if there's enough budget to implement the Children's Act. And this year, we've been carefully watching the process in Parliament to see where is it that we can bring our information so that it can be used by members of Parliament in this process. And while most of the information and the research that we do seems to be aimed mostly at the provinces, and so we need to actually take it to each provincial legislature and make submissions, some of the learnings need also to come to this committee or the NCOP committee. So I've just pulled out a few which might be relevant for your report, and if not for this report, maybe for future processes of the committee. Okay. The first is an issue around the equitable share. And this is essentially a formula that's used in the Division of Revenue Bill, which this House votes on in February or March every year. And that Division of Revenue Bill allocates money to national provinces and local governments. And they use a formula to determine how much goes to each province. And complaints about that formula for a long time have been that the formula doesn't include a social development component. So it has a component for education, for health, for economics, and it has a general poverty component. But it doesn't look at social development services. And the Financial and Fiscal Commission made a recommendation in 2006 that the equitable share formula should be changed so that it recognizes social services, in particular because the commission saw that there was a range of new laws that Parliament was passing where they were placing obligations, increased obligations, on the provinces to deliver social services. And these are mainly laws passed by this committee. So the Children's Act, the Prevention and Treatment for Substance Abuse Act, the Older Persons Act, and then the Child Justice Act passed by the Justice Committee, which has quite a lot of social development obligations in it as well. While these laws are passed at a national level, and most of them were Section 76 laws, so they also had to go to the NCOP, they place obligations on the provinces, and about 80% of the budget for delivering those laws lies with the provinces. But the problem for the provinces is that they're not receiving enough money from national to implement these laws. And there are many reasons for that. I think, you know, when we talk to National Treasury, they say the main reason is that social development is not a national priority. So you'll see that health and education come across as national priorities. Where social development, except for grants, but social development services is not getting that same kind of priority in all the decision making. The second problem is that budgeting is based on historical expenditure. And if you just look at the huge amount of money that education gets, it's over $100 billion from government every year, and health is also over $100 billion, and that's because years and years of build-up of institutions and staff and infrastructure that needs to be funded. Whereas for social development services, it's been underfunded historically for many, many years. And so it has a historical underfunding base. So it's hard to increase that, and it's hard for the provincial departments of social development to lobby for more. So what we worried about here is that whereas the Financial and Fiscal Commission has made this recommendation to Treasury, Treasury hasn't responded to the recommendation, and they currently are reviewing the equitable share. And so this is an opportunity for this committee or Parliament in general to get involved in ensuring that the formula that's used to decide how much goes to national, province and local and how much to each province actually includes the costing of all the laws that this committee has passed. Because otherwise we're resulting in unfunded mandates, and the provinces won't be able to deliver the Children's Act according to the standard that they should. So the recommendation here is that simply to, you know, for you to call in the Financial and Fiscal Commission and ask them why they made this recommendation, and if it's still an ongoing recommendation, and how has Treasury engaged with them. And then possibly also to call Treasury in to talk about that formula, because they say it is included because they have a general poverty component that they use. But that does work for grants. It works for grants for poverty alleviation projects. But the programs that are under the Children's Act, the Substance Abuse Act, and the Child Justice Act are not only about poverty, or the Persons Act, also not only about poverty. People across all socioeconomic structures need those services. And for the direct suggestion for this, the BRR report would be to suggest that Treasury should review the equitable share and seriously consider a social development services component. Not a very strong recommendation, it's simply asking them to talk about it, you know, to consider having such a component. That's on page 3 of our submission. Our second recommendation is around the child support grant. This grant clearly has a major poverty alleviation impact on children, and this is evident from the department's own research. It's also evident from the Financial and Fiscal Commission's recommendations, who said it should be expanded. However, at the beginning of this year, in the budget speech, the finance minister didn't increase the child support grant amount with inflation. Inflation was predicted at 6.4%, and the grant was increased only by 4.4%. Whereas all the other social grants, all the extension, the disability grant, the war veterans grant, care dependency grant, they were all increased with inflation. And the reason given was that they had to trade off the extension to 18 with this inflation-related increase. But they didn't do the same trade-off with old age pension. So they still increased old age pension with inflation, while at the same time extending it to more men because they dropped the age of eligibility. And this committee heard the DBG Selwyn Jahoma in February this year, where he actually made a promise to the committee that social development wanted to increase the CSG amount this year in October in the MTBTS by a further 10 rand to ensure that it would keep pace with the 2010 inflation. So that is a clear area where the committee could make a recommendation, because the department itself promised it, to actually ask for an adjustment through the MTBTS and the subsequent outer years so that that grant can be extended by a further 10 rand. It's a very, very small request because it's not a large amount of money, but it does have a knock-on effect for future years. But it would make sure that this grant can keep pace with inflation just like all the other grants did.
Can I
just
finish with the
And I have a quote from page 4 from the minutes, the PMG minutes of this committee, 24th of February, where the DDG makes that commitment. Then the third recommendation is around NPO funding. I was in the committee yesterday where there seemed to be a lot of questions around the NPO funding. And basically 60% of all services for vulnerable people are delivered by NGOs. And they're delivered by NGOs on behalf of government. So they are services that government is constitutionally and statutorily obliged to provide in terms of the Child Justice Act, Older Persons Act, and Children's Act. They then contract the NGOs to do it on their behalf. They also contract private organizations like BUSASA to run, for instance, a place of safety or a secure care center. But the way that the different subcontractors are paid is very different. So if the home is run by government, then they say it's a children's home, then they pay $5,800 per child per month to keep their home going. If a home is run by an NGO, they pay $2,000 per child per month to run the children's home. They're the same children. They're ordered by the children's court to be placed in that home. They're both under the wards of the state, under the supervision of the state. But it depends whether they end up in an NGO home or a government home. If they pay BUSASA to run that same home, they pay more than they pay in a government home because they have to pay profit as well because it's a private organization. So what the NGOs are asking for is that they get paid at least at cost. They're not asking for profit, so they're not asking what the class is asking. They're not even asking to be paid at the same level that government would. But they're asking to not have such a big difference between $5,800 per child and $2,000 per child. And you know about the Nwanga court case, which is a group of NGOs in the Free State who took the Free State Department to court. And the judge ordered the Free State Department to rewrite its financial awards policy for NPOs and to make sure that it was fair and reasonable and transparent. The Free State has to table that new policy before the court. I think it's in the next 2 months they have to do that. And the court is then going to supervise that policy, scrutinize it, they're going to let the NGOs comment on it, and then they're going to have to review it. Now, the thing is that this policy in the Free State is based on the national policy. It's no different from the national policy, exactly the same, in fact. And most provinces have that same policy. But this judgment was only against the Free State. So here we are seeing changes in the Free State, which actually should happen in all the provinces. So one of your members asked the DG about this and said, you know, this court, what are the implications of this court case? And the DG's reply was that each province must now make their own financial policy. And he hoped that this would dissuade the NGOs from following court cases. But we worried about this because if each province does its own policy, you might have a situation where you've got inequity across the provinces. So there's been this drive to ensure that all provinces pay the same per child per day for ECD centres. So it's supposed to be 15 rand per child per day. Some provinces pay 11 rand per child per day and some pay 15. The result is that if your child in a more wealthy province, you're going to be better off than in a poorer province. So the drive has been to try and standardise the amounts that the provinces pay the NGOs. By allowing each province to do its own policy, it's going to be erratic and it's going to possibly promote inequity. We also worry that some provinces won't amend their policy because there's no imperative on them to do it. This judgment was against the Free State. There's no obligation on all the other provinces to amend their policies. And if they don't, the NGOs will go to court because a lot of them are facing closure. They're having to retrench their staff. They cannot keep up. And if we think of the fact that 60% of the services to vulnerable children in the country, it's a very serious situation if the people who are delivering the services aren't able to keep up. So what we're recommending is that if this committee could encourage the national department to lead the way. They are developing the national policy on financial awards. They've done a round of provincial consultations. They've done one round of NGO consultations, but they haven't yet released a draft. But it would be good if they could finish their draft and then the provinces base their own financial policies on that national draft. We also, the NGOs are finding they don't have anywhere to talk to let out their concerns. There's no forum where they can be heard. They've got various negotiations going with the national departments, and then the respective groupings like the Nawanga Free State Group are talking to the Free State Department. But there's no one place where this discussion is being held in a coordinated way. So we're asking if Parliament could maybe lead that process by calling in the national department to ask what's going on with the financial policy, what are the challenges, what problem is it trying to address, and then calling in the NGOs to give their views on what challenges they are facing and their recommended policy changes. But this would have to involve the NCOP because, as you'll see, it's provincial funding. So it's the provinces that actually make these decisions. And if the provincial committee could call in each provincial department and say, what is your financial policy? What are your plans to amend it? And how is this going to address the challenges being faced by the NGOs, and at the same time ensure that government priorities for social development are implemented by the NGOs. Thank you.
Yeah. Is it special to clarity on the room that I'm in?
Yeah, I think mine is really true. I have a question. On the increment of £10 per child. How does the Institute feel on the issue of men fathering children? What is their view towards the child? Surely the government now that needs to cater and uphold the child, or does the father that fathers the child also have this duty towards the upbringing of the child?
Because both parents bear the primary duty of care.
Yes,
however, most of the statistics show that large amounts of children are being cared for by their mother alone, and the father is absent or unknown or not involved. And so that mother, the only way for her to get it from the father is to go through the maintenance court.
Mm-hmm.
And the maintenance court, you could see, you'd have to look in the justice budget and the justice committee to see what's going on there, but the maintenance courts aren't functioning up to scratch. And so if we placed, in the past there used to be a burden on the mother, she had to prove that she's tried to get maintenance from the father, and so she had to go to court and stand in the queues and prove it. And eventually they took that recommendation away because it resulted in the child and the mother being without the grant for long periods of time, because the fight to get maintenance just takes forever and is not always successful. So the father definitely does bear an obligation, but he's not delivering on it.
I'm just very worried to even a large percentage of our community is just denying now social grants. I'm going to speak about the team. And I'm worried because how long will we in this country be able to keep up? Eventually we'll get to a stage where we do not have any money in the pocket to really fund these grants. That's the issue we have in terms of why to get people that need to get people to fulfill their obligation towards the ones that they need to fulfill. That's the only reason why I'm asking.
My name is Dr. Colonel Chang. You raise very important issues that maybe every committee needs to look at, like the review of equitable sharing. That's very important. And also, maybe we need to check how do we as this committee influence the Financial Fiscal Commission in terms of equitable share. But I don't remember saying, in terms of the parliament, we always get ready-made, money said to poverty. But we are not part of the people that are selling money. So one of the things that we raise is the policy that are made. One of those policies that we raise is Persons Act. You said Persons Act is not about poverty.
The older person.
So maybe what we need to look at all these acts that we need as this committee to act, so that we have an influence to the treasury, and how do we as this committee chair influence the financial fiscal commission to say this part of social development needs more money than this. So maybe we need to come together as this committee, look at how do we influence treasury on in terms of equitable share. Because we always get red names and we say yes to those red names. So those are things that we need to consider as this committee.
Well, the Financial and Fiscal Commission is completely on your side.
Yes.
They've made that recommendation, and but they can only make advisory recommendations.
Mm.
And I think those are tabled in Parliament every year.
Mm.
And Treasury then has to explain why they haven't agreed with those recommendations.
Mm.
So that's why I think a good move by this committee would be to call in Treasury.
Yes.
You can call in the Social Development Director from Treasury to say, why didn't they take into account the Financial and Fiscal Commission's recommendation? What are the alternatives? And how do they intend to ensure that all the legislation this committee has passed has adequate budgets? And then they might have alternative ways that they are doing that, but it would open up the debate. And I don't know if this committee feels can call in Treasury.
You say interesting.
Organizations like Child Welfare and many other NGOs, lots of church organizations as well, they run the children's homes, and then government pays them R2,000 a month per child to run the home. And they're registered with the department as registered child and youth care centers.
The question I want to ask is that the government is only paying
No. They're paying for all the children.
They pay for all the children.
Yeah, but for the 320 children that are in the government home, they're paying $5,800 per child. And for the other 700 or so children that are in the NGO home, they're only paying R2,000 per child.
Yeah, let me say this. But that what she's saying is true in terms of the disparity between institutions like OSATA and you will have a youth center where there will be a bigger subsidy for child, and then you will have a children's home. Just to say that there will be certain programs that will be agreed upon for SLA with institutions like the SASA. But the subsidy that government pays to NGOs doesn't leave a lot of room for development. Basically covers the system, the basic needs clothing, the food, and the roof over the head of the child.
Mm-hmm.
so and then be there to make do with what you have. So I think it's, and there are those kind of disparities. I want to agree with the recommendation that I think a little bit is tricky than it is. B and C. Now, the FSC usually approaches following the business each year. They always, I think they can come to us and just give us a brief. But we need to start lobbying and influencing. I think we are that stage. So I think the issue on calling national treasury to come to the committee is a very good thing. On the review of equitable share. So I think that is something that we need to consider. And then see, request national president to please on the review of the equitable share formula and how the performing of the country can participate in the decision making process. Now, usually they have the budget meeting for the plant. Now, we don't want to become operational, but we want to see that social development gets accommodated, especially the implementation of the regulation and the law that is on, that they can be adequately implemented and they can keep the legislative framework and timeline, right? So, I want to then slightly amend that recommendation to say that we can't be part of the decision-making process, but how can we influence the decision-making process so that it covers social development also adequately. And then C, and I like C a lot. It is recommended in the BRRR report that National Treasury should review the development, should review the equitable share formula, and seriously consider the inclusion of a social development service component in light of the danger of the new social rights. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So that's really the awesome. I just want to hear from Tiago, yourself and Lisa, what you think of the true recommendation. They were part of the growing opportunity. So.
The one that you mentioned today, maybe we need now our political and make amendments to support.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. What I'm saying is, I would also like just to hear from the committee people, what do they think?
I think the one for the equitable share is a very important one, because I think it has been working for the Department of Education to lobby. Now that we have a problem in our social grant distribution, I think if the committee has an influence in this one, I think it will help that challenge.
Is that C? Are you referring to C?
Yes, the one for equitable share.
Mm-hmm. Is it both refers to the equitable share? Both, the first one is about the National Treasury and our committee, and the second one is that it puts it in a BRRR report, the National Treasury be equitable share, which is some of the recommendation.
Yes.
It is a question.
Okay, so I'm just thinking it goes back to the comment that was made last week, that the bulk of the money goes to the super grant,
yeah,
and the work of art. Okay, so maybe then the committee can make that influence in terms of, because I think it has been mentioned with this one, that the department must, or the fund allocation must also be mindful of that. That now the work rate,
Even though you see this money doesn't lie with social development as of 16, but in terms of the sector, that's been moved out.
Yeah.
I think we should keep that in mind.
Okay.
Right. Thank you very much. I think you provided us with some wisdom. Okay. Let's just go to the report itself and tell the people we finished our time. Okay, the introduction of the budget review and implementation report. The committee's mandate. Can I go through the report again? Honourable members will just indicate to me with a failure of something like that. The committee's mandate, is it? The what? Page one? It's a sky by the, it's like an introduction, no? Okay. Another. So the committee, as part of its oversight function, received a briefing from the Auditor General on the audit outcome of 2019 annual report of the department. The committee used the following source documents for its analysis. The report on the budget was tabled in May 2010, just as the film was made in respect of the set target. The report of oversight business undertaken by the committee, the committee of public comment resolution, and other information that the committee considered as critical for the success. Now, Department of Social Development provides its mandate. Okay, this is just the background in terms of the legislative mandate. And then the department's strategic priorities and measurable objectives. And then point three is an analysis of the department's surveillance strategic and operational plan. Go to page 3, it's a program changing change. Okay. Is there anything number so far that you want to comment on? Then page 4, continue. Then we have economic classification spending. Yeah, program 4.
Do you know what I'm going to
do? Yeah, it seems that you want to come in to add to the report.
To add on to
but they always, you remember what they said, but it's erratic. When they, like now, they want to receive a lot of documents. And then they were like, if you look at the spending thing that they showed us, then in the program, or there is a new increase in the spending because of NGOs sending in a lot of
No.
So there's an increase in expenditure. Program 4.
especially under MPLs, sub-programs MPLs, because there will be now a higher rate of approval in October, November for MPL legislation. So I think that they've been related for us in this stage for last year. But in the financial year in 2019. Yeah.
Is there a specific date that
is yeah, they said
for registration for India.
No, it's not.
Isn't it right
building as they apply? No, it is through RD. There's no date. But what they said to us was it will peak October, November. The peak because that is when they get a huge amount of employees. They also did, they didn't just check the documents, they didn't actually open our program 5 has been governance, and then with regard to compensation of employees, this is how they fit. You've gotten the expenditure report from National Pension. Thank you. come and present for and then give the officials the right to try to compare what they said or the performance of the report. That is how late will that be.
Okay, in terms of the parameter program, Mr. Barton must be up and down tomorrow. Okay. We were given 11 to the 22nd of October. The last thing we know for the annual report and the AG, then compiled this report and this is going for this week. So we must go in tomorrow. And then when I know with other committees that tried to compare with the for instance, and it's the problem of the 28th of October. And even when this program started in terms of workshops, it's one thing that we highlighted as a witness on the implementation of the act.
That's the point. And it will cost them really much easier.
I think all the way to stop.
Yeah.
To come
and
come.
No, yeah.
On the
Can we go on to question? Other relevant spending page 6. And the minister was in Uganda also. Anything about that? I agree with the recommendation by the Children's Institute that I received. I think it should be incorporated, if not here, within the recommendation around the maternity course in the Institute. Because it's also the balance of cleaning up of the system.
Implementing and make sure that the money is channeled to the right direction.
I think I saw in the financial report they were trying to save on air tickets, not using business class, not using economy class, etc. That's not what they referred to here.
Also, if people leave, that force that you budgeted for someone's pension is no longer there, then it becomes like a saving. And then you take 2 to 3 months to follow it from there. And that administrative cost also that you allocate to the post is now vacant funded. So the money is still there. The longer you take to fill it, the more the money is there in the sub program.
Be a one-off payment, and then there will be a lull, and then it will peak again. You know, so January month it will peak again. So the registration is on. Sometimes they don't learn in some budgets, and they don't need much money, but they will need the basic inflation will be also related to inflation. Yeah, it's in the budget, it's in the basic inflation. I think that is my, from my knowledge card. Yeah. Page 12.
we've covered the issues of the NPLs and our implementation. Because if the department say, here are our registered directors, they would this time to say, you have not complied. And they say, but we did comply. We submitted everything. And this is what we submitted. But we don't even have the capacity to listen to 50 NPOs about non-compliance. So somewhere, somehow, we will have to find a good faith relationship between the department and the NPOs. Because NPOs, their registration is facilitated by the province to national office. So where is the holdup? And then there's a late payment of subsidies that we said we need to sort out with the NPOs. For them to say, there's a C-cup that has been brought to our attention. Somehow, I think we need to gather either a joint meeting with the NCLP, but we need to take, I need to take this report of ours to the attached letter to send it to the NCLP chairperson and say, these are the issues that we came across. If the NCLP could please investigate these occurrences in these problems. They understand, because then they will, and they have the direct link for the legislature. So they will have more muscle compared to us with the provincial institution.
Because some of the NGOs are
Some of them even public protection. They can do administrative justice. If they do everything aligned, they can do that.
Of when they document those documents to the regional office.
Mm-hmm.
And then for and I think it was 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we must listen to the institute. Just as we were asking the oversight, I think we must make a space to listen to the institute.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a fallacy to say that they don't comply. We must also acknowledge that we have different types of NGOs. With very well-structured NGOs who know what they are about, and then you do have NGOs who are struggling, getting registration in place, who don't comply, but they are not all the same and they're not all on the same level. So I think it's very necessary that we don't just say, I think sometimes when I sit and every time the department says, it's due to non-compliance or late submission. And we don't know that. In some cases, yes, but not in all countries. But I think as a portfolio, we should have a matter of urgency on when we again do oversight that we must look at NGOs and we must be there.
Mm-hmm.
Or invite structures of the NGOs to make presentations to us. Thank you.
And I think if you can address the problem, people said it's submitted the document that's in common commercial office commission. That something is lost along the way. Where is the hiccup in the system?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is what you should, because each case will be unique. So we can ask the NCLP, please intervene here and give us a report. These are the NCOs that came to us. You can take all those emails and say these are the complaints. Because we can write it to the NC and say, give it to us. But we get more results from the NC.
And then,
the
creative even those
who are
having NCOs, should be assisted by social
workers.
That's my baby.
Next question.
On the contribution of 3.3 million towards the establishment of National Food Bank Management, is that now going to happen every year? Is this contribution of 3.3 million, is it going to happen every year? Is it given to this network to establish food banks every year, 3.3 million? I'm thinking of the sustainability of food banks. They will be needing a continuous support.
I think provinces, usually what they do, provinces take over, so they give them the startup, and then, because there's buy-in from provincial government around it, and then it's funded through their political share.
Sometimes
in the next financial year,
they will
fund them for 3 years, and then they take over.
Funding them for 3 years to get them sustainable.
Yeah, because it becomes part of the shape. See, that's what you're out for, to be able to see it. It's not in all provinces.
15, Lisa, just going to take us through the, let's make it involved, contact involved. Remember, we want to start the session. So she will just take us through the session.
Okay. Thank you, Sir President. This is the amendment on yesterday's discussion, which applied to the text here. So that the president members can, I think, by capturing the discussion. If I can maybe remind the members, the chairperson corrected the statement that made in the press box that the Department of Social Development did not appear before COPA, so there was nothing for the COP. Yes. So then she corrected to say SASA appeared. So it says the Social Security Agency appeared before the Committee on Public Accounts on 7th March 2010 to account on its 2008-2009 annual report and financial statement. Due to the fact that the financial report of SASA is reported under Board 16, which is the Department of Social Security.
Yeah. Let us say this. Due to the fact that the financial report of SASA is reported under Vote 16,
mm-hmm.
which is required for social development, comma,
mm-hmm.
small letter that, the report of the committee on public accounts on its deliberation for SASA has not been adopted yet. Hence, it is not reflected in this report. Yeah.
Did they get the report from the council?
No. Mm-hmm.
Not yet. Yes. Not yet. I checked yesterday after the meeting and can't even get some questions.
Because the X9.
Yeah. Look at it. They are very behind the scenes.
That would be excellent if we.
But they were really happy because in the middle they got a clean order. So they were like, clean me, imagine they were.
No, they wouldn't have known.
I think this is also a parliament of BRR, because it shows a pitfall in terms of readiness. And I think it will be a wake up call for scope of derivative gives back together.
Should we not include the report of COPA and the recommendation of the
recommendation?
Okay. Chair, just to check your guidance there, in terms of incorporating the recommendation from the student, can I conclude this part as safe with the recommendation? So I can put what Paula has said as the confirmation of the committee, the issue of the research must include the startup of plan and the recommendation on the equitable share.
Mm-hmm.
So that is observation here, that this includes the engagement with the institute, that the committee notes this and the information there. Mm-hmm. So that it brings in with the recommendation line for the
measure
that we
that in the rural areas, age, the age, there's an age difference between urban and rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
for drawing for patients. Mm-hmm. I think we have written the research also from 48 to 40 that relating to the subject and how the data are.
Report of the Auditor General. Not to spend the bus, the minister should be not the committee acknowledges that the delivery of our community-based care, our community-based care program, is a joint responsibility between the Department of Health and the Department of Social Services. The Department of Health is responsible for training caregivers and the preventive treatment to chronic people, as well as treatment and they dispense in the spaces to home community-based care workers. Mm-hmm. The Department of Social Development on the other hand provides psychosocial support to both the affected and affected people. Therefore, it draws attention on the Department of Health to attend to the aforementioned side. Okay? And the question to this, because you already mentioned cases. Can I read the adjusted sentence? Notwithstanding the above, the committee acknowledges that the delivery of home community-based care program is a joint venture responsibility between the Department of Health and the Department of Social Development. Now the adjusted sentence for me. The Department of Health is responsible in training caregivers and in dispensing kits to them. Okay? The Department of Social Development, on the other hand, provides psychosocial support via the care worker.
So that's from the Department of Health is responsible in training caregivers.
And in
yes.
Training kits. And the Department of Social Development on the other hand provides psychosocial support via the caregiver to both the infected and the affected people. Sorry?
Caregivers or care workers?
care workers. Because they were givers or what?
Care workers?
This is a caregivers actually. It's politically more correct to say caregivers.
Why
are
caregivers?
The Department of Social Development, on the other hand, provides psychosocial support via the caregivers to both the infected and affected people. Therefore, it draws the attention of the department of health to attend to the form mentioned findings. So we said this is just The Department of Social Development informed the Portfolio Committee on Social Development during implementation on the 2009-10 annual report that it conducted a desktop analysis of the policy on financial awards to service providers. The findings were discussed with the line functionaries as well as the representatives of the NGO sector. It was reported that during the national department's engagement with provincial departments, it was agreed that provinces should have customized policy, should have a customized
policy
of financial awards. The final policy was finalized before the end of November 2010.
And that's what we've done by the national department.
So the Free State will have the to comply with the High Court, so the rest of the problems is going
to happen. Enforced against this. It's a guideline, isn't it? Once they have a policy put in place, a national policy, it's enforceable by the
policy and legal documents. The committee is particularly interested in the implementation of an aforementioned policy as it continues to be concerned about the ongoing challenges faced in the awarding of funds to NGOs. The party reported in its annual report that there was underspending and transfers to NPOs due to non-compliance of NPOs and transfers to rural towns. On the other hand, the committee, through its oversight work, has found that a number of NGOs are struggling to get funding on time or limited the funding at all. Okay? Yeah. It's going to be, yeah. Just keep that in the back of our mind. Page 18. This is like reading, it's like a novel. The Department of Social Development plays a critical role in the achievement of goals. Okay, we reflect on the Millennium Development Goals. I'm sure members received that report this morning. So, what you guys see, can you see elaborate on the goals? Let's just touch on it.
The department contributed to the achievement of this goal through the social grants, especially the transport grant and the old age grant. And in there, there's some research statistics that that I managed to get, which I can confirm that social grants raise the income of the poor across the poor, which comprise 40% of households from 4.7 of 3. So what happens before the transfer? The income of the
household
is 40%.
So
now with the transfer,
it's
that
4.7 is adding. Can I just leave for a while and I'll come with the trip just to be back? And then I think we can just have a 5-minute body break after go and just to get some fresh air.
And the point is, therefore, the department are achieving of increasing the number of beneficiaries by extending the child support grant to children between the age group 15 to 18 years and equalizing the age eligibility of old age grant to men aged 15 to 52 years is the critical step towards for the achieving goal number one. This goal. Notwithstanding the above, the method of emphasis highlighted by the OCHA General on CASA will need to be given added attention to avoid them being a risk to the aforementioned achievement. And then goal number three and goal number six are combined because the title is so that they overlap. The department has also contributed towards goal number three and six through social grants, home community based care, and victim empowerment programs. The child support grant was designed with the intention of targeting women as the recipients in the expectation that women would be more likely to spend on essential items that would benefit the child. The research has revealed that approximately half of the child support grant recipients, 56%, made the important climate decisions in the household themselves, while another 22% made decisions together with another household member. This suggests that primary caregivers have control over the spending of the child support grant money. A higher proportion of women in rural and or informal urban areas, 57%, indicated that they were involved in the financial decisions that women in informal areas. Just to explain, so I combined these two goals. So goal number three is about promoting gender equality and empower women. Goal number six is combating HIV and AIDS, which the department does that through the home community based care, which predominantly is women who are working caregivers for those who are demanding care. Goal number eight, which was omitted in the first draft, is about developing global partnerships for development. The department has demonstrated a commitment towards contributing to the achievement of this goal. It has been involved in a number of regional and international social development initiatives in countries such as the Democratic Republic of Congo, where it has played a role in the country's reconstruction process. In the year under review, the department participated in a number of international initiatives, such as seminar of the International Social Security Association in Namibia, the Study Population and Development Conference, and roundtable discussions with ministers of social welfare and social affairs in Southern African countries. Most importantly, in the agenda of the country. The department continues with its cooperation with Zimbabwe regarding the issue of unaccompanied minor. It drafted an agreement with Zimbabwe which during the time of reporting was waiting for signature. This number is taken directly from the annual report of the department.
Did they say anything about consumer?
Common law.
know that they are working on these MPTs, towards MPTs, and it is a pity that, you know, what is happening now is all these components don't come together in the one. Because if we were together, I think, Commonwealth, and they are all working on MPTs, but I don't see their role in this report. I'm not questioning anything, I'm just reading the comments and concerns.
Did you put in the issue of education, ECD, access to ECD, and education for girls? That is also one of the indigenous goals. Now, ECD is part of our mandate, so that needs to be included. And then we will link it with the registration of ECD sites and the programmatic support we give to ECD. Not really, it's part of our student.
On goal one, I remember when I spoke debated on the annual committee on service delivery or service delivery. I was looking at a lot of information and I picked up somewhere that we have already reached in the G1. South Africa has reached in the G1. And maybe it should be, it was mentioned in one of the I can go back to pick up where exactly it was, but it was in one of the minister's presentations that she made. And maybe that should be the new corporate incident that NDC1 has already something that we've achieved.
Do you need to get that evidence?
I will
you can say we use the country report.
Because
we received this money.
What
is that? Book.
A what copy of country report?
I'm just thinking, ma'am, that they put this report, something on the department. A bit narrow than the whole country report. How the department is communicating
to that
country report. So it's like the scope is a bit narrow on
So in terms of our the sectoral contribution social development contribution. But I don't think it was hard to mention, because we did by 2012, 50%. 2014 or 2012? 2014?
But I think social development just played a very major role in that.
No, it does. I mean, energy is a part of our population policy.
Because where is policy analysis in the social development?
No, that's not true. My poverty mediation and poverty reduction is everyone's responsibility. That's why I'm on your, it's been at the whole lecture on poverty.
Okay, not only, but I think a large number.
I think with your
poverty mediation, it's also part of the development. Yes, through other departments, NDA and all of that, but some people do development, lots of it comes through. Not all of it, but quite
a lot of it.
Interesting, is that the usual way to even poverty rate is wrong? Poverty rate is dropping in our country. I'd like to see what's happening that way.
That's not saying it's not. We will look at a country report, because your country report will give you a picture of all the programs in the country. You see, in all the 9 provinces, what is happening. Employment rate, related household service issues, labor force. Well, I've got my own issues with the labor force survey in terms of how it's determined. The job issue. The employment job. Can we go on to
Fatal management here? Yeah. Quality of the issues.
In 2009-2012 strategic plan, the department said it started a performance measure of ensuring that the South African Social Security Agency becomes an effective and efficient social security delivery institution.
This is critical in considering that the department transfers over 90% of its budget to SASSA for payment of social grants. It is against this background that the matters of emphasis highlighted by the Auditor General have a bearing on the department. The committee notes that the department needs to urgently ensure that SASSA strengthens its internal control to address matters of emphasis raised by the agency. The committee most importantly notes with concern the dual accountability that exists between the department and SASSA. It further notes that the five funding accounts have been dormant because there has been no disaster events, have been dormant for quite some time. Let's just leave the disaster issue out. It further notes the court ruling in favor of Nawongo, in which it challenged the Prefect Social Development Department's financial award policy to NGOs. The ruling has a bearing to the National Department of Financial Award Policy, which does have as been implemented differently by a provincial department. This results in a difference in the funding model of NGOs for NGOs. In provinces. I think teachers are in this direction. The committee also notes of concern that the Memorandum of Understanding of Law Advisors of the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development of for the Child Protection Register was not finalized. The committee is concerned that the delay may impact negatively on top of this in relation to the child protection register. This is a child protection and all digital capital. You can make a capital register so that it can stand out. So besides the above mentioned observations, the committee is satisfied with the department's overall achievements in meeting this goal. Can we, under committee's observation, we in the Children's Institute's observation around the CSG, around the inflationary increase, I think we can do it in here as long as I should. And then just observation part and then the observation part. We can say the critical share formula does not contain a component of social development. So you can say that. And then you add this stuff. Because you have to realize it. Can Paula, can I assume that we can borrow some of your words? Okay. Right.
And how does it control I?
And you're going to tell me.
Putting it under the plans or just saying, I don't know how to do that. But you're going to sit me here. Could
you
make a reference, or
a reference? You don't need to put a reference, because she says you can borrow.
So yeah,
I mean,
that's
yeah.
The word,
but you need to
change who it's from, or who's making the
reference.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
There's a committee that's making
the
reference.
Oh. Because it's an RFP. In conclusion,
and you're not going to find it. But, Honourable Nelson, is that?
Yes.
Honourable Nelson, is that? I'm going to pass on it. Despite the above mentioned observation, the committee is satisfied with the department's overall achievement in meeting its targets. The annual report demonstrated a good performance of the department. Nevertheless, the committee notes that in some programs, particularly program 1 and 2, there were a number of targets not achieved. The department provided reasons why these targets were not achieved. The committee hopes that the upcoming 2010 report on the strategic review will outline the measures the department has put in place to address targets of democracy. The committee is concerned with the department receiving a qualified opinion, as the department has not received such an opinion in 13 years. It is therefore critical that the department should ensure that issues raised by the audit chief are resolved. Where are you now?
Now I'm on your conclusion. We say that we satisfy
on the
report that is in.
That's on the annual report.
But the issue of SASCAP, where does that go?
It will come to the representation.
Should we not put something in our conclusion? Because if we satisfy the above mentioned observations, because I think satisfied. I'm not satisfied that such a thing is going to be ordered. So I'm saying we're totally satisfied.
But we just did that in the second paragraph on page 19. The committee notes that the department is urgent to ensure that SASA strengthens its internal control to address matters of emphasis raised by the audit agenda. The committee most importantly notes with concern the dual accountability that exists between the department and SASA.
Yes, and I'm referring to the conclusion.
Yeah.
But in the conclusion, I'm sorry, that we should mention it as well. It could just take an observation.
You see, we are already saying that in terms of the qualified opinion. When we come to the recommendation, So here it's just a summary of the performance of the department as well. Even the AG acknowledges it's not a problem, but it was those internal controls. But I think what we can, the longer it takes, I think the issues, that's why I say it is therefore critical that the department should ensure that issues raised by the Auditor General are resolved.
Mm.
And maybe we should say and not reflect it again in the 2010-11 report of the Auditor General. In terms of recommendations, in line with the observations made above, the committee recommends the following. To address the issue of dual accountability between the department and SASA, the department should consider the establishment of SASA board members, which will oversee the functioning of SASA. The board will then be accountable to the minister. You see, we can only recommend. We can't say you must do it or we will fire you.
The department should consider establishing a board for SASA. We need to consider the establishment of the SASA.
I think if you want this thing to be strong, in line with observations made above, the committee recommends the following.
Mm-hmm.
To address the issue of dual accountability between the department and SASA, a board should be established.
Mm-hmm.
we recommend. We don't say they should consider.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. What we're saying is okay. We're saying that we should rephrase somebody it comes across over very strongly to say that the department should establish or the minister. Let's go over that the minister has to be
gone.
To say that to address the issue of dual accountability between the department and SASA, the minister should establish
a board
which will oversee, must establish a board which will oversee the functioning of SASA. The board must be accountable to the minister. It sounds more strong,
Yes.
So we will come to Parliament and responsibility of the department and this will eliminate existing shortcomings
of unclear roles and responsibilities. Sasa, number three. Sasa, the department should consider, can we just make department cap? See? Should consider enhancing and improving the internal control so as to ensure that Sasa functions effectively, particularly regarding administration of funding, cash flow, and power management.
Mm-hmm.
Sasa may need to consider migrating to.
Yeah.
I don't think you should say may need.
No,
it is recommended.
Sasa must
migrate to electronic filing system. Wow, do you see what? In terms of auditing tax, but for every government, because every file of government is government property.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep a file for 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you won't eliminate your archive.
Mm-hmm.
So your MIS, your big buildings, you have all the grand files of stuff that will be there.
Mm-hmm.
But you will also have an electronic system as a backup system.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can audit the electronic system while you have people working on your archive, because all the, then that file will be classified as an archive file, business file.
And then what makes the most problem when people move from one province to the other province?
Yeah.
When a file has moved from something to 6 months,
whatever. Even for paying for grant or pension. And you know, that is what is hampering there. It is, and going on to the first file would be of great help to them. Seeing that they're battling with, and I made a note here, challenges, supervision, they're battling with supervision, they're battling with a vacancy rate, especially in senior positions, and especially in the admin department, and then to raise the last problem, that's why they cannot get to me in this.
For the next financial year, the department should present its quarterly report on financial expenditure and performance outcomes. Because before the financial year 2010, 2011, the department capability, okay, and performance outcomes. This is important to enable the committee to compile its budget. But you see what? This is, I don't think we should put this in because we've already requested those reports. You are busy with it anymore. It's a process. It's a process matter.
Mm.
So I don't think we should
put it on.
Yeah, we should move. Yeah. What I'm trying to say to members, especially when it comes to administrative justice, if it's beneficiaries will always have to bring their documents, right? It will always have to be a paper file. But you will also have an electronic file. You understand? So we must not forget this if you think that the electronic filing system will replace the paper file.
No, it will not replace.
It can never replace that. And I wanted that fact to be reflected in the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So that it doesn't, we will not hit over the head for our own recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
To say that must consider, if you say migrating to electronic filing system, it doesn't mean leaving the traditional filing system because in terms of the lawyer can't do that.
Are they not saying migrating?
Yeah. So, by also maintaining an electronic filing system.
Implementing.
Yeah.
Not just by implementing and
I think we take migration out. I think we should take my directive.
My directive is going on to something else.
So it's that's what must go to
or implement.
Well, I have to implement. Must implement. An electronic filing system.
Now
we come to the impression.
Okay, the impression is to address the shortcoming that by the time of the reporting, the Committee on Public Health has not yet adopted its report on its deliberations of SASA. The committee should include a prioritize the adoption of its report on its deliberations with the department so that this may not have negative impact on the work of the portfolio committee.
This is the scope for the 2008 and 9 financial year. They called social development in the to discuss the method of emphasis in the OG report. Now, the deliberations of the scope has not yet been adopted as minutes and ATCs. So we got access to that is the amendment we have. We understand. Now we need to resolve on this. So we are saying that the Public Accounts Committee has not yet adopted its report on its deliberations with the report the Department of Social Development, right? And SASA for the financial year 2008 and 2009. That's making it impossible for the committee to access that report or that information contained in that report. That information, because you can't call it a report. Committee on Public Accounts has not yet adopted its report
on its deliberations of SASA and development of development on the 2008 and 2009 annual report.
Yeah.
That makes it impossible for the Committee on Public Development to incorporate
its deliberation. That makes it impossible for the portfolio committee on social development to reflect on its deliberation. This development. So should this happen in future? This should not happen in the future since there is a negative impact on the work of the after then, it's the issue of the donor fund, and then it's the report we should provide the committee with a detailed report on the above matters, including planned action and clear time plans, to be taken to ensure that these shortcomings are eliminated. But I think what we need to do, we need to then position the comments, the recommendations of the the CSG whilst we're on site. And that should be after recommendation 3. If we go to recommendation 3, we talk with the filing of SASA. So I think just to continue with SASA and finish it off, we talk about
supervision.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah. So here we come to go to page 4 of the Children's Institute. Page 3, excuse me. Where did you say C will be included? C? You said A and B will be included, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is that already included somewhere?
Yes,
C. B and C. In our recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I was thinking that if we can deal the issue around, if we go to 4, we can then to ask the Minister of Finance to increase the amount of CSG. What we need to say here is that the Minister of Finance and Social Development must consider. We recommend that the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Social Development must consider to increase the CSG amount by a further 10 rand in the NTBPS to enable it to be in line with the patient. It's number 4. You got it? Yeah, we can use it. Yeah, can we use the last one? This may require a small adjustment to program 2. Of the National Reporting Project for 2010 and the subsequent adjustments for the two RTAs.
You may want to
move down
because if you look at the expenditures, it's actually
a saving
under the
CC
because they had, you've got the
charting
here.
Oh, yeah,
they've got
the
saving
in the
CC. Yeah.
So
they don't,
they might not know that
they have to
do money. Yeah. They're actually going to understand on grants, so you can use it for a 10%. Yeah, so we go up to this. The Minister of Finance, we recommend to the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Social Development to increase the CSG amount by a further 10 rand in the NTBPS to enable it to be in line with the situation. Right? Then our second recommendation is on the NGO.
Yeah.
Which is the previous. You've already seen the detail, and BNC.
No.
BNC on the FSC, the National Center.
No.
Okay, we can do that later.
Well,
you'll do it last.
Okay.
Yes. Good
this experience is, I think, of the empty arm.
The performing committee,
I think we agree on page 2. If you look at page 6, we said the recommendation that we agreed to is that the National Department of Social Development should provide, brief the committee on the finalization of the national policy on dimension award. And there should be full consultation with NPO on the policy.
Because
they say it will be finished by the end of November. So there should be full consultation with NPO.
It will be direct advice for from them,
they the implementers
of the policy. Can you tell us present it to us? Yeah, they should tell us present it to us. But only after consultation with the NPO. After they finalize the policy. For the NPO, then they come to us.
Let us put it down for a
second.
Okay. Because I decide I will have a finish by November. If I have a finish by the end of November, what is realistic to say that I must put it up and put it up?
In November, we float.
Yes. November is close, December is close. Say by March next year, they must present it to us for the comments of NPO.
Okay, the committee also recommends that National Treasury, the minister, through National Treasury, consider the review of the equitable share. National Treasury should come and explain to us the issue of the equitable share and why social development is not a priority. Before we go to that, we must also look at government's priority. Government's priority are education, health, ECD, which is the ECD in Canada. So you can't actually change a government process like that. You can't demand change. That is going to cause some problems.
Not one of the five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this one, that's why I recommend in the BRR report that National Treasury should review the equitable share formula and seriously consider the inclusion of a social development service component in the light of the range of new social. You see, this kind of formulation
process to say that you have legislation. And because they make it part of the equitable share, then provinces give fees to social development on the implementation of this legislation. And I'm not supposed to do it. And that is the problem. But for the Children's Act, the Langa will be funded 86%. Eastern Cape will be funded 90%. Northwest will be funded 80%. And you can't have that kind of inequality. Social development legislation that has been passed. For example, the Children's Act, the Child Justice Act, that imposes certain delivery obligations on the provincial departments of social development. I think that is very important. Failing poor funding will lead to litigation and the rights of children to be compromised. I think that is in that is I think you should be in control. Because you see that the rights of, you look at the rights of older people and children. If you don't implement the act correctly, it's going to be a rights issue. Mm-hmm. And government is only going to wake up when they're taken to court again.
It's been one organization has gone, it will stop. It just sort of opened the door one.
Government has the fund, and I think that should be in our report to say government must fund legislation adequately, the implementation of legislation adequately.
Why do you make it?
democracy or the next honorable members, do we accept the report as the member? For the amendment?
Are we
done
now?
Yes.
All
the amendments. Can we get a proposal for acceptance with all the amendments we've passed? Honorable Nelson? Found a second. A seconder? Honorable Nelson, thank you.
I think that's the only thing that I'm going to do.